I can see it now.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And tonight, on this special New Year's Eve show, we're going to be doing my top 10 albums of 2021. And we're going to be starting off with the top 10, and then towards the end of the show, we're going to hear some kind of near misses and things that almost made it on my list. So it's going to be a little bit different format than what we're used to this week. And I was off air last week. You heard some rebroadcasted material, so apologies for being away. But now is my chance to do my top 10, and I've finalized it. I've thought about it for weeks, and I've been going through all sorts of lists that other people have put out, just like colleagues, and then music blogs, and then just musicians, and all kinds of different people that I follow closely, and they were really helpful in kind of narrowing down my top 10 list. And I had a really hard time narrowing it down because there's so much music that came out this year, and I listened to so many great stuff this year, so it was really, really hard to narrow down a top 10. So tonight we're going to hear, in no particular order, my top 10. So the last artist you hear isn't going to be my top. It's just a general top 10. And to start it off tonight, we're going to hear something from a Canadian artist, and one of the few Canadian artists that made it on my top 10. And that's Mariam Gendron. She's based out of Montreal, Quebec, and she put out an album called Ma de l'air, Songs of Love, Lost and Found. And this one got some really great reviews. I think it made it on a Pitchfork's Best Music, I believe, or got an 8, got pretty high on there. And I think I saw it on a few lists, but yeah, I listened to this album quite a few times after discovering it. I first heard it on the Brainwashed radio podcast, and started to notice it on a lot of different shows and blogs and stuff like that. So from Mariam Gendron, we're going to hear a track called Wally Wally. And there's a number of tracks on this album that are in French, as well as there are a few, I think traditional versions of songs or covers of songs. But you can check it out at mariamgendron.bandcamp.com. So I think we'll hear this track, and then I'll get back to you, and we'll keep plugging away at my top 10 of 2021 right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Mariam Gendron.
When roses grow in the wintry snow, then will my love return to me. The waters wide, there is, and she sails the seas. She's laden deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. And I know sink or swim.
Thank you.
thinking he was a trusty tree. But first he bended and then he broke. Thus did my love prove false. Is handsome, love is kind, bright as a jewel when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades.
And from Montreal, Quebec, that was Miriam Gendron with a track called Wally Wally, taken from the Songs of Love, Lost and Found. And at the start it says Maud Dallaire. And that is a album that is in my top 10 albums of 2021. Really, really great album. And you can check it out at miriamgendron.bandcamp.com. And it's a bilingual album. Some French, some English, and there is a few covers as well, such as the cover of the traditional poem, All the Pretty Little Horses. Really, really great release, and that one came out in October. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to be going through my top 10 albums of the year. It's been quite a year, and I hope everyone's doing pretty well on this holiday break and staying safe and being careful and still being still closely following all the health protocols out there, and stay safe. And yeah, so anyways, we're gonna keep going with some more artists on my list, and we're gonna move to a Chicago artist who put out their first album in 8 years. And that's Azita, and she is on the Drag City record label, and her first album in 8 years came out this year, and it's called Glen Echo. Really excited to hear this. Longtime fan of Azita, and her last few albums have made it on some of my top 10 lists, and this new album is called Glen Echo. We're going to hear a track off of that, and the track that we're going to hear is something called, what did I have queued up? something called Shooting Birds Out of the Sky. And then I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So if you're not familiar with Azita, she's in a few different projects, such as Scissor Girls and a really interesting no wave project. And then after that, she kind of went on to her own solo stuff. And she's put out quite a few albums, well, pretty much everything on the Drag City record label, as they're a very great sign of quality. But she has been involved with U.S. Maple, as well as Bride of No-No. U.S. Maple is, I do believe they're on Drag City Records as well. They put out a few things on there. But anyways, check out the full discography of Yusuf if you get the chance. Really, really great stuff. And very excited to hear new stuff from Azita. So anyways, from Glen Echo, this is a track called Shooting Birds Out of the Sky.
Hey buddy, take a minute now to collect yourself. Don't be alarmed yet. Take off running with your head. Of the teeth and bone, immobilized holiday. But think it over, pass it over now. Come again, you might change your mind. It's all crumbling up. Brother, in the morning, how do you respect yourself? Put another sock in it. Poking out a hornet's nest, the fuck do you expect? Put a cork, put pressure to stop her in. Say it's over.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Azita Yusufi and a track called Shooting Birds Out of the Sky. And that's taken from the Glen Echo album that came out in March on Drag City Records. And that's one album that made it in my top 10. It was a pretty easy win on that one. I knew when I listened to it when it first came out. I was very excited to hear brand new stuff from the Chicago artist Azita, and she's a longtime artist out on Drag City Records. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we are going over my top 10 albums of 2021, and I'm really excited to have narrowed down this list finally. And in this next set, we're going to hear a couple artists that are somewhat similar, and their music is kind of compared often, and it's kind of light ambient, kind of dreamy pop, well, not quite pop music, but very dreamy ambient music, very lush and very beautiful stuff. And the first of which is Santo Mimage, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's a Japanese artist who put out an album called Hanazono way back in April. And I played this when it first came out, and I really, really enjoyed it. Very similar to the following artist that you're going to hear, and that's Grouper. Quite similar to the music of Liz Harris, very lush, ambient, very ghostly whispers to it. And it's really, really great stuff. And both were kind of pretty easy wins for my top 10. I almost knew it the first time I heard this Santo Mimage release. And this one came out on Revenge International, and that's the Brooklyn-based label. It's also home to artists such as The Body and all kinds of other different stuff. It's really, really great label. So we're going to hear something from Santo Mimage and the closing track called Yuchu. And then after that, we're going to be hearing something from Grouper. A few months ago, Grouper put out a new release called Shade, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Kelso. I think it's the closing track, and in brackets it says Blue Sky. But yeah, we're going to hear that. Really, really great stuff. And you can check it out at grouper.bandcamp.com. And if you're not familiar, that's the work of Liz Harris out of Portland, Oregon. And this one is out on Cranky Records, I do believe. Really great stuff. And from what I understand is I think these tracks are put together over the past decade and a half, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to do a bit more research, but that's what I'm reading on one of these reviews on the Quietus. But anyways, Shade was on my top 10. So we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, from Santo Mimage, this track is called Yuchu.
Thank you. What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
Uh-huh.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a really beautiful closing track from Grouper, a track called Kelso. Blue Sky is taken from the Shade release that was put out a few months ago on Cranky Records. And it's a really, really great album. Check it out at grouper.bandcamp.com. And that was one of my top 10 releases. And prior to that, you heard another artist that is somewhat similar to Grouper in the sound. They're both kind of quite dreamy and ambient music. And that was Santo Mimage, and a track from the Hanazano album is what you just heard. And you heard the track called Yuchu. And that's a Japanese artist who put out a release in April on Revenge International. And that was another one of my top 10 artists, and that one gets a few comparisons to Grouper as well. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and hope everyone's having a really great New Year's Eve, and thanks for tuning in to CITR for whatever you're doing tonight. Hopefully you're staying safe and keeping your group small and wearing a mask and whatnot, and staying safe as the numbers are quite high right now. So we're going to keep going with some more artists, and like I mentioned, we're going through my top 10 in no particular order, and then towards the end of the program we'll get into some close near misses of my top 10. So one artist that I was really, really excited about in 2021 is Alexander Tucker. I've been a long time fan of his music, but I kind of recently started discovering his other projects as well, namely Grumbling Fur, as well as Imbogadon, I do believe is how you say it. But he also had a new project out called Microcorpse, and that album was on my top 10. It's called Exmit, and it's a really interesting release, and it has a few interesting collaborations on this as well, featuring Nick Void, as well as Simon Fisher Tuner, as well as Gazelle Twin, featuring appearing on this album, as well as Astrid Stehuder of Paper Dollhouse. And that's what we're going to hear on a track from Microcorpse. We're going to hear a track called ABII, and this one is featuring Astrid Stehuder. And the music of Microcorpse is a little bit different than the music of Alexander Tucker's solo work. That tends to be a little bit more kind of psych and folk oriented. Grumbling Fur is a little bit more kind of psych pop. This one's a little bit more kind of electronic and experimental oriented. It's a lot more kind of freeform and not quite as cohesive as those other projects, but it is a really, really great release. So once again, that's Microcorpse, and that was put out on the Alter record label. After Microcorpse, we're going to hear another artist that's on my top 10, and that's DJ Blacklow. I played this a few months back, and the album is called Uwami. It's out on the Awesome Tapes from Africa, and DJ Blacklow is based out of Pretoria, South Africa, and I discovered it through the record label Awesome Tapes from Africa. It's a really, really cool label. Really excited to check out more music from this label as they reissue some really cool stuff, as well as they put out brand new stuff. We're going to hear a track called Jiva Low by DJ Blacklow. It's the opening track. Check it out at djblacklow-southafrica.bandcamp.com. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's right here on CHR 101.9 FM. This is something from Microcorpse.
Thank you. Papa's music. Leg loose. Partner. Alongside. JKS. Ai Jaivalu. Ai Jaivalu. Ai Sakalu. Ai Sakalu. Ai Rabonten Mino. Ai Rabonten Mino. Ai Kiboni Lerule. Ai Kiboni Lerule. Ai Rabonten Lerule. Ai Rabonten Lerule. Abantu bayajaiva. Abantu bayajaiva. Kusi piti piti. Kusi piti piti. Ai Jaivalu. Ai Jaivalu. Umsikashiko. Umsikashiko. Abantu bayajaiva. Abantu bayajaiva. Ai Rabonten Mino. Hi, Rabonten Mino. Hi, born in the rude. Hi, born in the rude. Hi, Rabonten Rude. Hi, Rabonten Rude. Hi, Jaivalu. Hi, Jaivalu. Hi, Sakalu. Hi, Sakalu. Hi, Rabonten Mino. 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 I button me, I button me, give me a little jive. Yeah. Are we pin the lap? Spoon of bona foot a jaibolo. A sack of loo.
Answer!
Jaiva Low is a track taken from DJ Black Low's You Want Me album that came out on the Awesome Tapes from Africa record label, and that is on my top 10 of 2021. Really, really great album. And prior to that, you heard something from Microcorps with a track called ABII, and that's taken from the XMET release, and that was one of the many projects of Alexander Tucker, and that's a little bit more kind of a experimental analog electronica type release, and that one was put out on the Alter record label, and that's another one on my top 10 of 2021. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia, and this is my top 10 of no particular order right now. So we're getting close to the end of the top 10, and we're going to hear a couple of, I guess, punk and garage-oriented sets. And these two artists were on my top 10, the first of which is Emil and the Sniffers from Melbourne, Australia. The new album is called Comfort to Me, and we're going to hear a track called No More Tears. Really, really great punk album. And they put on a crazy cool live show. Actually, I haven't seen them live, but I did see, well, on their Instagram page, they have some really, really great footage of shows that look really, really fun, animated. And I'd actually discovered Emil and the Sniffers from a collaboration with Sleaford Mods. A track called Nudge It is where I discovered them. For some reason, I just hadn't actually listened to them. I think I've come across the name in past years, but not not until recently did I check out the music of Emil and the Sniffers. So from Comfort to Me, we'll hear a track called No More Tears. After that, we're going to hear something from the longtime punk group Rudimentary Peni. And I was super excited to hear that there's brand new music from Rudimentary Peni. So I ordered the vinyl and a t-shirt when it first put out, was first announced. And the new album is called something called Great War as well is the name of the album, and it's put out on the Sealed record label out of London, UK. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Asleep. And if you're not familiar, Rudimentary Peni have been around for decades, putting out some really interesting anarcho-punk music. And it's mainly the work of Nick Blinko, and he does also does the artwork, the very interesting style of art that you can pretty much recognize as soon as you see it. But anyways, we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Emil and the Sniffers. This track is called No More Tears.
No more tears left to cry. No more tears. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Has the gloom of winter got you feeling down? What about the dreaded sinking sensation when faced with piles of to-do lists? Chase away the blues this month by revisiting the Victory Square Block Party in Discorder Magazine's Real Life Action column. Pick up a copy at Big Choi Barber and gather your dancing shoes for a luscious journey into Prince Daytona. Or drop by Far Out Coffee and reflect on the nature of vulnerability with Franz the Poet. Dive into the depths of theater with Rhiannon Collette. Learn about community spaces that heal with Day Shields, and explore the core of connection with Brendan Post's Heavy Petting, which premiered at the 2021 Vancouver International Film Festival. Before you go, come chat with our programming manager, Jasper Sloan Yip, for tips on how to make damn good radio from home. Through rain or shine, Discorder Magazine is here for you. Forever local and forever free.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Rudimentary Peni, the fourth album called Great War, and you heard a track called Asleep, and that's one of my top 10 albums of 2021. Prior to that, from Australia, you heard something from Amel and the Sniffers, a track called No More Tears, is taken from the Comfort to Me release, another one that was on my top 10. And we're going to keep going with some more music on the program. And don't forget, you can always head to citr.ca. If you missed something that I said, you can check out the podcast under the shows section, and then you can get a running list. And you can also add the podcast feed to your favorite RSS device, and you can listen to your favorite CITR show whenever you like. And I also want to mention, if you're a University of British Columbia student, CITR is a great way to enhance your degree. You can get involved with the station. You can review music. You can apply to get your own radio show. Volunteer for Discorder and all kinds of different things. So head to CITR.ca to find out more. And yeah, so we're going to keep going with some more stuff. And we're going to get into a little bit more kind of louder, extreme metal territory, I guess. We're going to hear something from Grave Miasma, and this is one of the only, I guess, metal releases on my top 10. And this is one album that I actually hadn't played this year, and I guess the reason why is because I haven't I still listen to a lot of loud music, but I just haven't had a chance to fit it in a lot of the times. I do when I can, but sometimes it just doesn't fit in. Like, it's kind of hard to play a one-off loud track in amongst a bunch of electronic and experimental and post-rock. So I did get the chance to play the new album from Grave Miasma. It's called Abyss of Wrathful Deities, and it's a really grim, evil black metal. And it's previously they had put stuff out on the Profound Lore record label, which is where I discovered them. But this new one is out on the Dark Descent, as well as Sepulchral Voice record label. And once again, that's Grave Miasma, and the track called, or the album called Abyss of Wrathful Deities. We're going to hear a track called Ancestral Waters. So we're just going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's kind of a longer form track. And Grave Miasma are, I think, based out of London. And I have played their stuff in previous years, previous releases that were out on the Profound Lore label. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Grave Miasma. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that was Grave Miasma with a track called Ancestral Waters, taken from the Abyss of Wrathful Deities album. And that one was put out on the Dark Descent record label. And they have put out previous stuff on the Canadian record label called Profound Lore Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And coming up to the end of the top 10 of 2020. And hope you enjoyed this list. And as I mentioned, this is no particular order. It's just a general top 10. And to close off the list, we're going to hear from my final artist. And that's something from The Body. The Body have a album out called I've Seen All I Need to See that they put out way back in January. And we're going to hear a track off of that. Something called They Are Coming. It's a really, well, it's quite similar to some of the previous albums from The Body. Very loud, crushing, extreme, noisy releases. And they have a pretty big body of work. They put out, like, I think they've put out eight full-length albums, and they have numerous collaborations. And they tour all the time, although not as much in the past couple of years. But if you get the chance to see it, definitely take it. They put out a super loud live show. The one time I saw them, they blew the power at the Astoria because it was just simply too loud. They ended the set quite early. But anyways, their latest release is out on Thrill Jockey Records. And we're going to hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Now we're going to go through some releases that were close to my top 10 and some releases that almost made it on, but not quite. I didn't listen to them as much as these artists in this past hour and a half or hour and a bit. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from The Body. This track is called They Are Coming.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And that was some pretty heavy power electronics and noise from The Body. That was a track called They Are Coming. That's taken from the I've Seen All I Need to See album that came out way back in January. And that was on my top 10 of 2021. And that concludes the top 10 section of the show. And thanks for tuning in this week. But I have a few more tracks to close off the show. And these are a few releases that I played fairly often, but they didn't quite make it in the top 10. I didn't feel they stood out to me as much as the previous artists that you had just heard. But one artist that we're going to hear is something from a Canadian artist named Adalia, who is based out of Montreal, Quebec, or Adalia. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. But anyways, the album called One Hand on the Steering Wheel, the Other Sowing a Garden. I played a few times and it's been doing quite well on the campus radio charts across Canada, and I think quite a few other shows on CITR have played it as well. But we're going to hear a track from Adalia called Backyard, and then after that we're going to hear another Canadian post-rock artist that didn't quite make it on my album list, but it is a really great album nonetheless. That's Jessica Moss, her album called Phosphenes. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Memorizing and Forgetting is a release, or off the Phosphenes release. And this came out in November on Constellation Records. So we'll hear these two artists and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This is something from Adalia. This track is called Backyard, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is something to be said about growing up in the neighborhood and then staying in that neighborhood, even when you finally could leave and explore other places near or far. But you chose to stay in the place you grew up. When I told you we could touch the stars and map the world in my backyard, your eyes lit up like something sparked a memory. Spooky stuff like prick your hand and make a bed, and then we can interweave our magic together. And the blood dripping from the heart. Dripping from
Yeah.
And we're back. That was something from Jessica Moss. And we're currently hearing a track called Memorizing and Forgetting. It's taken from the Phosphenes release. Really great album, but it didn't quite make it on my top 10 of 2021. And prior to that, you heard something from Adelia with a track called Backyard, taken from the One Hand on the Steering Wheel, the Other Sewing a Garden. So another release that was close with was another Canadian post-rock release, and that's something from Fly Pan Am, a release called Frontera. We're going to hear a track called Scanner, and this is one of the tracks that has a music video for it. Check it out at flypanam.bandcamp.com. And that was Fly Pan Am with a track called Scanner off the Frontera release. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock and listening to my top 10 albums of 2021. And here's to a better year next year. And thanks for listening to CITR, and always remember to tune in whenever you can. And I have a really great track to end off the program, and I couldn't have planned this any better. We're going to hear a track from the Julie Doron album called I Thought of You. And this album I played a few times. It's a really great release, and I was excited to hear new music from Julie Doron. But it just didn't have the holding power of some of the other albums you heard tonight. Not to make it sound not to belittle it or anything, but it's a really, really great release. It's called I Thought of You. But the track that we're going to hear tonight is something called Cancel the Party. Really fitting track for 2021. And here's to a better 2022. And may we get through this pandemic. And hopefully next year will be a much, much better year. So thanks for tuning in to CITR. This is Julie Doron. This track is called Cancel the Party.
It's time to sleep now. My dream is calling me. Cancel the plans. Forget the party. Don't call to discuss it. Beautiful. It's time to sleep. Don't call to discuss it. Don't call me beautiful. The dream is calling. Time to sleep now. My dream is calling me. Cancel the plans. Forget the party.
Hi, I'm Sookyun Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM